We are Commanderin.
Mandarin.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Welcome to the previews for Shadows over Innistrad. It's March 16th, and Nate is going to take us through most of the cards released today, yesterday, and the day before. So hang on to your hats. Here's Nate with the previews.
Previews. We got some preview cards from Shadows over Innistrad. Yeah.
Some semantic clarification. We used to call these spoilers, but if they are a card that is officially shown before release by Wizards of the Coast, then we call them previews. And since I think as a matter of policy, we're not going to talk about unofficially spoiled cards, we're just going to be talking about preview cards. So let's get started. Pious Evangel, 2 and a white. Creature, human cleric. Those are fun. Whenever Pious Evangel or another creature enters the battlefield under your control, you gain 1 life. And he's a 2/2. That's pretty cool. And it's got a picture of the late British actor Pete Postlethwaite as the art. He's got a power 2 and tap, sacrifice another permanent. Yow. Transform Pious Evangel into Wayward Disciple. This is a black card. Human cleric, 2/4. Whenever Wayward Disciple or another creature you control dies, target opponent loses 1 life, and you gain 1 life. That's interesting. And a clarification for the noobs. If a flip card has a different color on the other side, then your commander identity needs to include both colors. For example, a mono-white deck can't really play Archangel Avacyn because she's got the red Avacyn the Purifier on the back. So Pious Evangel has to go in white-black accessible decks. Startled Awake. 2 blue-blue. Sorcery. Target opponent puts the top 13 cards of his or her library into his or her graveyard. That's not bad. 3 and blue-blue. Put Startled Awake from your graveyard onto the battlefield. Transformed. Activate this ability only anytime you could cast a sorcery. And he transforms into Persistent Nightmare. It's a blue creature nightmare, 1/1. Skulk can't be blocked by creatures with greater power. And when Persistent Nightmare deals combat damage to a player, return it to its owner's hand. So you can start the whole process over again. Why does blue seem to get the spookiest cards? Next up, Sage of Ancient Lore. 4 and a green. Creature, human, shaman, werewolf. Star. Sage of Ancient Lore's power and toughness are each equal to the number of cards in your hand. When Sage of Ancient Lore enters the battlefield, draw a card. That's cool. At the beginning of each upkeep, if no spells were cast last turn, transform Sage of Ancient Lore into Werewolf of Ancient Hunger. It's a green werewolf, Star, with vigilance and trample. Werewolf of Ancient Hunger's power and toughness are each equal to the total number of cards in all players' hands. At the beginning of each upkeep, if a player casts 2 or more spells last turn, transform Werewolf of Ancient Hunger. Speaking of werewolves, we got a planeswalker named Arlen Cord. 2 red-green, planeswalker Arlen, with 3 loyalty. Oh, looks like there's only 2 powers here. +1 until end of turn, up to 1 target creature gets +2/+2 and gains vigilance and haste. And for 0, put a 2/2 green wolf creature token onto the battlefield. Transform Arlen Cord into Arlen, embraced by the moon, a red and green planeswalker Arlen. Got 3 powers here. +1, creatures you control, all creatures you control, get +1/+1 and gain trample until end of turn. I like it. -1. Arlen, embraced by the moon, deals 3 damage to target creature or player and transform her back into Arlen Cord. Or, -6, you get an emblem with creatures you control have haste, I like it, and Tap. This creature deals damage equal to its power to target creature or player. Yeah, that could work with Infect. It would take several turns to get up to that ultimate, though. Because you have to use one turn to Transformer. Neglected Heirloom. It's an artifact equipment for one. Equipped creature gets +1/+1. When equipped creature transforms, transform Neglected Heirloom with it. Equip one, and it transforms into Ashmouth Blade. Equipped creature gets +3/+3 and has first strike. Equip three. That can be a nice surprise. Moving on. Angel of Deliverance, 6WW. Creature Angel, 6/6, flying with Delirium. Whenever Angel of Deliverance deals damage, if you got four card types in your graveyard, exile target creature and opponent controls. Nice, very nice. Descend Upon the Sinful, 4WW, sorcery, exile all creatures. Delirium, put a 4/4 angel creature token with flying onto the battlefield if there are four more card types among cards in your graveyard, so it's slightly better than Final Judgment. Drogskull Cavalry, 5WW, creature Spirit Knight for a 4/4. Okay, this better be good. It's got flying. Whenever another spirit enters the battlefield under your control, you gain 2 life. Okay. 3WW. Put a 1/1 spirit creature token with flying onto the battlefield. Looks expensive. Odric Lunarch Marshal. 3WW. Legendary creature, human soldier. 3/3. And the art has, again, it has Ramirez from Highlander. At the beginning of each combat, not just your combats, creatures you control gain first strike until end of turn if a creature you control has first strike. And the same is true for flying, death touch, double strike, haste, hexproof, indestructible, lifelink, menace, reach, skulk, trample, and vigilance. This guy does what I wanted General Tazri to do, but it's, in mono white, let's see. I'll work on that. You have a mono-white deck with a variety of those effects on all your creatures. I think mono-white might rule some of those out, though. Hard to get death touch in mono-white. Moving on. Nephalia Moon Drakes. 5BB. Creature Drake, 5/5, flying. When Nephalia Moon Drakes enters the battlefield, target creature gains flying until end of turn. 4BB, exile Nephalia Moondrakes from your graveyard. All creatures you control gain flying until end of turn. That's more like it. Rattle Chains, 1BB, creature spirit. 2/1, flash and flying. When Rattle Chains enters the battlefield, target spirit gains hexproof until end of turn. You may cast spirit spells as though they had flash. Well, they did reprint Geist of St. Traft, so maybe he can do a spirit tribal nowadays. Let's see. Crow of Dark Tidings, 2BB. Creature zombie bird, flying 2/1. When Crow of Dark Tidings enters the battlefield or dies, put the top 2 cards of your library into your graveyard. All right. Looks like Stormcrow has got some competition for best magic card ever. Markov Dreadknight, 3BB, 3/3. Vampire Knight, flying. 2BB, discard a card, put 2/+1/+1 counters on Markov Dreadknight. We might be able to have Knight Tribal now. Let's see what else we got. Sinister Concoction for just a 1BB enchantment. And then, if you pay a black, and you pay a life, and you put the top card of your library into your graveyard, and you discard a card, and you sacrifice Sinister Concoction, then you can destroy target creature. To the Slaughter, 2BB, instant. Target player sacrifices a creature or planeswalker. It's got Delirium, if you got your 4 card types. Instead, that player sacrifices a creature and a planeswalker. Falconwrath Gorger, for just a 1RED. Creature, vampire, berserker, 2/1. Hey, it's a bargain already. Each vampire creature card you own that isn't on the battlefield has madness, and the madness cost is equal to its mana cost. So if you got this guy out here, you can just discard your vampires and cast them at the same time. Fiery Temper. One red instant. Fiery Temper deals 3 damage to target creature or player. Speaking of madness, it's got madness red. So if you discard it, you can cast it for cheaper than it would normally be cast. Flame Blade Angel. 4 red, creature angel, 4/4, flying. Whenever a source an opponent controls deals damage to you or a permanent you control, you may have Flameblade Angel deal 1 damage to that source's controller. That could come in handy. All right. Anguished Unmaking. 1 white, instant. Exile target non-land permanent. You lose 3 life. And the art and the flavor text on the card is pretty revealing. It looks like Avacyn has gone all Ultron on us, and it's up to Tony Soren to take her out. He brought her into this world. He's going to take her out. Nahiri the Harbinger. 2 red, Planeswalker Nahiri. From the art, it looks like she means business. Loyalty 4. +2, you may discard a card. If you do, draw a card. -2, exile target enchantment, tapped artifact, or tapped creature. That could come in handy. -8, search your library for an artifact or creature card, put it onto the battlefield, then shuffle your library. It gains haste. Return it to your hand at the beginning of the next end step. Here comes Hasty Kozilek. Or Hasty Emrakul, maybe. We'll find out. Okay, we got a cycle of lands that they enter the battlefield tapped, and they can give you 1 of 2 colors. We got a 1 and 2, Forsaken Sanctuary, 1 and 3, Foul Orchard, 1 and 2, Highland Lake, 1 and 2, Stone Quarry, 3 and 3, Woodland Stream. Oh, and we got some recent previews. How about Olivia? Mobilized for War. This is Olivia Valdarin floating around. She's got a battle suit on, I guess. She's got a larger, pointier neck choker, anyway. 1 red, legendary creature vampire knight. Hey, we might be able to have knight tribal now. She's a 3/3 with flying. Whenever another creature enters the battlefield under your control, you may discard a card. If you do, put a +1/+1 counter on that creature. It gains haste until end of turn, and it becomes a vampire in addition to its other types. Yeah, Marquesa wouldn't mind that, putting the counters on everything that comes in. We have a new Jace. Another Jace. Unraveler of Secrets, 3 blue, Planeswalker Jace, loyalty 5. +1, scry 1, then draw a card. -2, return target creature to its owner's hand. -8, you get an emblem with, whenever an opponent casts his or her first spell each turn, counter that spell. Well, that's annoying. Just like Jace, to be annoying. Okay, one more. Sigarda, Heron's Grace, 3 green, legendary creature angel, 4/5 with flying. You and humans you control have hexproof. So that's not Sigarda, that's you. So it's like a Ley Line of Sanctity, or Orbs of Warding, or Witchbane Orb. You are hexproof, and the humans you control. If you pay 2, you exile a card from your graveyard, and put a 1/1 human soldier creature token onto the battlefield, so you can turn your graveyard creatures into 1/1 human soldiers. I'm not sure I want to do that. The art, she has a... kind of looks like a scythe, but I think it's supposed to be a bird's head, like a heron's head. So I'm not sure how sharp that would be. Be very pointy, though. She could poke you with it at right angles. All right, I think that's it. Huzzah!
All right, that's an excellent reading, Nate. Now, a couple of other cards have come out since you've done your coverage, so I'll add to what you've done. The next card is Breakneck Rider. It's a dual face card that costs 1 and red. It's a creature, human, scout, werewolf. At the beginning of each upkeep, if no spells were cast last turn, transform Breakneck Rider. It's a 3/3. It transforms into a 4/4 werewolf. Attacking creatures you control get +1/+0 and have trample. At the beginning of each upkeep, if a player casts 2 or more spells last turn, transform Neckbreaker. So we know how this goes. Anything that gives you a quasi-anthem effect is generally appreciated. But again, on a werewolf, on an unstable werewolf form, it might be a little difficult to make it consistent in Commander. But 3 mana for a 3/3 isn't bad. And for a 4/3, it's even better. Okay, our next card is a blue instant, Epiphany at the Drown Yard. For X and a blue, reveal the top X plus 1 cards of your library and separate them into 2 piles. An opponent chooses one of those piles. Put that pile into your hand and the other into your graveyard. Hey, that's pretty good. That's like a fact or fiction, but with no top end. Your opponent will have to think hard because with so many cards, it's very likely that they're going to be able to give you something that you can use readily along with a few other cards. Our next card is Rise from the Tides, released only in Japanese, so the title may eventually change. It's 5 and a blue sorcery. Put a 2/2 black zombie creature token onto the battlefield for each instant and sorcery card in your graveyard. If you're running blue anything tokens, this should come in handy because, of course, blue is making most of its tokens through sorceries and instants. If you're playing Talran, this could be a real monster. I'm about to brew a Talran deck, too. Our next card is Harness the Storm. For 2 and a red, you get an enchantment. It's unusable here in Commander. Whenever you cast an instant or sorcery spell from your hand, you may cast target card with the same name as that spell from your graveyard. Ooh. Yeah, okay. That's not happening. Our next card is Indulgent Aristocrat. For 1 black, just black, you get a creature vampire, a 1/1 with lifelink, and 2 generic mana, and sacrifice a creature. Put a +1/+1 counter on each vampire you control. Yes, please. This is a good card. Our next card is Merciless Resolve, which features maybe our protagonist, Sorin. It's a 2 and a black for an instant. As an additional cost to cast Merciless Resolve, sacrifice a creature or land, draw 2 cards. If you're looking to sacrifice creatures, this is pretty good. There's the other instant that just came out, I thought. Oh, it's Alter's Reap. Alter's Reap, of course, is a reprint, but it was in Oath of the Gatewatch, so it's not like we're short on cards that sacrifice creatures at instant speed and draw your cards. This one's actually more expensive, but it is a common, so I don't remember what Alter's Reap is. That's the distant past now. Our next card is Twins of Morrer Estate. 4 and a black for a 3/5 vampire that has Madness 2/1. So, of course, you want to discard this card in order to get its cheaper casting cost. It's just a 3/5, though, so I don't think it's going to play. I don't think it will see much use here in Commander. Our next card is Stromkirk Mentor. Oh, the old Stromkirks are back. Of course, we knew that. For 3 and a black, creature, vampire, soldier, 4/2. When Stromkirk Mentor enters the battlefield, put a +1/+1 counter on another target vampire you control. Hey, all right. That could be useful, but it's only got the one-time effect, so presumably you're bouncing it. Maybe in a black-white vampire is where you're flickering it a lot. Or a lot of graveyard recursion. Maybe Marin. Maybe Marin Vampires. Okay, so on second blush, not a lot of use in Commander. Our next card is Olivia's Bloodsworn, the new Mad Olivia. She's mad. Nate covered her. Go back and listen if you haven't heard that already. For 1 and a black, you get a 2/1 Vampire Soldier. What? Flying. Olivia's Bloodsworn can't block. Red, target vampire gains haste until end of turn. All right, that's okay. An inexpensive haste enabler like that is fine. We use haste enablers all the time. Obviously, they're pushing you to play black-red vampires in this limited season. What a surprise. Also, when we play vampires, we tend to play black-red vampires, don't we, Olivia fans? And now there's a new Olivia to join the old one. All right. So we hope you enjoyed us reviewing these cards. We'll try to release one of these every day. Let us know if you agree or disagree with our assessments of the cards. And write a letter to cast@commanderinmtg.com. We love to hear from you, even if you aren't telling us what fools we have been. In the meantime, we'd really appreciate it if you give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. Every episode, we're going to be looking at the 5-star ratings and giving away packs to the people who've given us 5-star ratings and a review. The review can be funny. The funnier, the better. Now, we're randomly choosing it, but we do so enjoy laughing when we read these out loud. If you really like us, head up to our Patreon page at patreon.com/commanderinmtg. Come visit us. All we're asking for is a buck a show. If you really like it, throw us a buck. If you really, really like it, maybe join our $10 level and be one of the people who meets with us on a regular basis to help us determine what topics we want to cover. For example, we're about to do another watch list, and we're going to ask our $10 patrons what they think we should cover. Maybe we'll put it to a vote. And of course, if you like really good Commander content, go take a listen to the folks at Commander's Brew and, of course, the Command Zone. These folks are great friends of our show, and they've done a tremendous amount to help us out. We chat with them almost every day. Andy Hull and Sean Tabaris at Commander's Brew and Josh Lee Kwai and Jimmy Wong at Command Zone are really pleasant people to both talk with and play with, and they deserve your ear holes turned toward them as well. So give them a listen. All right, I've gone on long enough, and that's our show.
Go Mandarin!